Officer Jack McLamb program. The Officer Jack McLamb program coming to you out of the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're here at our two police and one military organization in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho. And I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLamb, here with you. I hope you had a good week, folks. I hope you had a good week. I prayed for you. And I hope you had a good week. And we certainly did. And it's good to be back with you this Sunday. Let's go into something now that's very important. Obama Nation's anti-American doctrine. The foreign policy to make the communist weather underground cheer by Ralph Peters. One terrifying doctrine. After a mere 100 days, the Obama Nation doctrine for our foreign and security policies has emerged, and it's terrifying. The combination of dizzying naivete, dislike of our allies, disdain for our military, distrust for our intelligence services, and distaste for our own country promises the worst foreign policy of our lifetime. That includes President Jimmy Carter's abysmal record of failure. The core tenets of the Obama Nation doctrine to date would make a charter member of the communist terrorist weather underground cheer. We're to blame. If there are problems anywhere, they're America's fault. This central conviction of leftist ideology appears to have soaked so thoroughly into our president's, our phony president's consciousness during his lengthy friendship with extremists that it's now second nature to him. And that is, Obama Nation believes that if there's problems anywhere, they're America's fault. Problems can be negotiated away. From the Somali pirates to Moscow's belligerency, Obama Nation and his cabinet see a good chat as the best response to a challenge. Our president got to the Oval Office by talking, not doing, and his faith in his powers of persuasion is unlimited. He's a Muslim faith, folks. Cold War mentality lives on. An acquaintance who may have our government's best grasp of the Russians shakes his head at the tone in Washington. We'll be right back, folks, on Republic Broadcasting Network after these important messages.
Introducing.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. The current mantra, we have got to get over our Cold War thinking. Great, except that it's the Russians who've revived the Cold War hostility. The Taliban destroys Pakistan, and we want to talk. President Hugo Chavez destroys Venezuela's democracy, and we want to talk. Iran pursues nuclear weapons, which is not true, folks, with refreshed enthusiasm, and we want to talk. Problems that can't be talked out can be bought off. Pakistan, a nuke-armed state of 170,000 people, or 170 million people, Muslim seething with anti-Americanism, stirred up by our friends, faces a crack-up as its once monolithic military splinters. Obama nation's answer, send billions of dollars that will just disappear and send weapons that will soon be used against our troops. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton thinks the solution to piracy is a generous program to rebuild Somalia. Been there, done that. She's also would like to hand Hamas $1 billion. The Las Vegas laws applies. You can buy sex, but you can't buy enduring love. You can't defeat terror without a welfare check. Islamic terrorism doesn't exist. The term has been banned from government departments. As Muslim extremists slaughter innocent victims by the thousands, we're assured Islam is a peaceful religion. that contributed profoundly to our country's development. It's as if 9/11 never happened. The CIA and the Mossad did 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims. The non-terrorists drenching the greater Middle East in blood and threatening us as loudly as they can are just victims of our aggression, and it's our fault. Terrorists do exist, though, among our returning veterans and amid those Americans who don't subscribe to MoveOn.org revulsion at our country. Israel is the obstacle. Communist Israel is the obstacle to Middle East peace. Palestinians are all victims. Hamas consists of struggling community activists. The terrorists are in the communist Israeli military. And that's true, folks. The terrorists are in the communist Israeli military. Our nukes threaten world peace, and we need to get rid of them. Other states only maintain or seek nuclear arsenals because we worry them. If we can get down to zero nukes, peace will reign on Earth. Forget that only our nuclear weapons prevented World War III, and that they still deter potential enemies. Just get rid of them, okay? That's a bad idea, folks, because Communist Israel has 400 nuclear weapons. And they promised to bomb the world if it looks like that Communist Israel is going to go down and they're going to be knocked out. They promised to shoot those 400-plus nuclear weapons all over the world and blow up cities all over the world. Our military is dangerous. Our military is dangerous beyond Obamanation's critically chronographed appearances with our troops. He and his courtier clearly disdain military advice and uniform service. The administration views our troops as primarily creatures who must be collared and leashed, not as part of any solution. Our intelligence services are even more dangerous than our military. The administration has already begun to gut our intelligence capability. Carter at least pretended to study the problem. Obamanation is plunging straight in with the demoralization of our shadow warriors. It's only torture if we do it. Blame President George W. Bush. Should the Obamanation doctrine lead to new terror attacks? Sorry, Janet. I meant man called disasters. Man caused disasters. Or to foreign policy humiliation, it won't be Obamanation's fault, but George Bush's fault. We are a third world country, succumbing to the sickening, succumbing to a sickening in both senses of the word, culture of blame. And that culture is fostered by breathtaking ignorance. We now have a phony president who doesn't know that Pakistan was founded as a democracy, a secretary of state who thinks we created the Taliban, a head of the Department of Homeland Security who doesn't believe Islamic terrorists exist, and a vice president who claims FDR gave televised speeches during the Depression. If Bush had made such gaffes, the media would have mocked him. But Obamanation and his entourage excite orgasmic forgiveness among journalists, which brings us to the Abomination Doctrine's final tenet. Our media sluts will portray defeat as victory. Ralph Peters is a retired Army officer and former enlisted man, an opinion columnist for the New York Post and Fox News strategic analyst. He has experience in over 70 countries on 6 continents and has reported on various war zones. So that's the report, Abomination's Anti-American Doctrine, folks. I don't know how Cicero did it, folks, but he wrote about abomination here in this speech. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gate is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor, abomination, moves among us, those within the gate, freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not to be a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victim, and he wears his face. He wears their face and their argument. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the heart of all men. He rots the soul of the nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared than abomination. Marcus Tullius Cicero, 1800 years ago, folks. Okay. Remember, folks, that next hour is totally open phone. And I have my screen up right now, and we don't have any callers, but I'll give out that call-in number closer to the top of the hour, folks, okay? Closer to the top of the hour, I'll give out that call-in number. The man who gave us the world gave the world the protocols of Zion. America is gripped today by a threat far greater than any she has ever faced. It is the threat of Zino-Mammonism, a toxic blend of global imperialism which synthesizes the worst of cartels, monopolitical capitalism with the most vicious form of communism today. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What happened?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Jack McLam program. Going to go right back to this report by Pastor Tex Mars from Power of Prophecy, the man who gave the world the protocols of Zion. It was Sergius Nihilus who first published the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, folks. The roots of Zino-Mammonism can be traced all the way back to decadent Pharisee Jerusalem and Israel in the days of Jesus and his disciples. Jesus unmasked the Jews as a satanic sect filled with overbearing lust for money and power. As a cloak, the sect of Jews feigned pious religiosity, but inwardly, these evil men were greedy lovers of mammon, money, who hated righteousness and gorged their vacuous souls with bloody violence and hatred for mankind. They were lovers of self, deniers of truth, killers of Christ. Throughout the centuries, since the angry Jewish mob cried out to Pilate, "Crucify him, crucify him," their wickedness in spirit has grown and matured into a viciousness and deceit. A particularly potent example of the grotesque nature and conduct is found in the decades that followed the October 1917 overthrow of the Christian Tsar and Russia and the assumption of power in Moscow and the Kremlin of the Bolshevik Jewish Communists. Jewish Freemasons Vladimir Lenin and Lev Bronstein, who deceptively called himself by the Russian surname Leon Trotsky, and their fellow Jewish conspirators with the financial aid of the Jewish bankers, the Warburgs and the Rothschilds, and rabbis in the U.S. and in Europe, transformed the Russian Empire into the greatest Orwellian system of monstrous genocide ever known. By the late 1930s, in a mere two decades, almost 50 million people, mostly Christians, had been brutalized and slaughtered in Russia. By 1980s, the toll, according to respected historian Alexander Solzhenitsyn, had reached a staggering 66 million. Many perished in the communist, ruthlessly horrific Gulag concentration camp. There were over 10,000 of these devilish centers of hell on earth. Many of the commandants of these Gulag camps were Jewish rabbis. And oh, how they enjoyed breaking the backs of miserable Christian prisoners, starving them, torturing them, freezing them, and finally disposing of their wasted bodies by beating them to death with billy clubs and putting a bullet in through their brain. Hatred vented on Christians. The murderous Jewish thugs that banded together with Lenin, Trotsky, and their thuggish Gentile cohort, Joseph Stalin, vented all of their hatred on Christians and churches. The most beautiful of churches were burned to the ground, gutted out. Some were turned into brothels, others into livestock and hog barns and pens. Pastors and priests were beaten, mocked, and herded like cattle into trucks and wagons and hauled away, never to be seen again. Entire congregations were destroyed. Banks and businesses everywhere were robbed and plundered. Dentists' homes and offices were a special target. It was known that the dentists used gold and silver for tooth filling. In a short time, nearly every dentist in the USSR had been arrested and taken away as a threat to the state. What we in the U.S. call homeland insecurity. Their puny stores of silver and gold were confiscated to be enjoyed by the Jewish commissars. The dentist shortage, as it turned out, backfired a wee bit. When Comrade Lenin came down one evening with a severe toothache, it seems that there was not a single dentist left in all of Moscow. Each had been purged by the Cheka, the security forces. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to go right back to this report. Each dentist had been purged by the Cheka, the security forces of Russia. Lenin raged at this oversight because he had a toothache. But alas, it took 3 days to extract a lone dentist from a prison camp hundreds of miles distant, where he languished for his alleged crime of being a member of the rich bourgeoisie, the dentist. Meanwhile, now while all this mayhem, bloodshed, and carnage was going on, the Western media and press were seemingly joyous at the ongoing Jewish Purim. Newspapers and magazines across America, mostly owned by Jews, celebrated with articles and editorial favorable to Lenin and his communist victors. Hundreds of thousands of Jews in the U.S. packed up their belongings and headed back to Russia. They wanted to be part of the great victory and aid in setting up the world's first Zionist regime in the West. It would be the model for the global Jewish utopia founded on the principles of Zionist Judaism and the Talmud. America's most famous rabbi at the time, Stephen Wise, proclaimed loudly, Judaism is communism, and communism is Judaism. The anti-Semitic act. Immediately after Lenin and his communist butchers had consolidated their power base, the New People's Congress of the USSR passed its very first legislative bill, the Anti-Semitism Act. The new law punished reported acts of anti-Semitism with the ultimate penalty, death. The rabbis and their congregations danced in the aisles of their synagogues throughout the Soviet Union and began to draw up lists of Gentiles, that is, goyim, they called us, cattle, goyim, whom they wanted to the state to immediately prosecute for this new offense of anti-Semitism. Jews who turned in suspected anti-Semites were handsomely rewarded by the authority. Now, we are told today that like 9/11 at Pearl Harbor, no one could have been coming what happened in Russia. In Russia and the Captives Republic, President Woodrow Wilson, the British and French prime ministers, not one, it is said, could ever have expected the Red Terror to ensue, not even by the late 30s, when reports began to circulate of the untold sorrow and tragedy that was occurring, was hardly a word echoed by the controlled Jewish-owned press in America. Tens of millions suffered a cruel and pitiless fate while the world slept. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a Jew himself, even patterned his socialistic New Deal on the communist ideal. The New York Times ace reporter Walter Duranty reported on the scene from Russia and sent back glowing reports. According to Duranty, economic and social miracles were being accomplished by the communist regime. The New York Times assured its readers that true democracy and freedom had become the order of the day in Soviet Russia, and that Lenin and Stalin were fast allies of America, a force for good in the world, as they were killing millions. This propaganda lasted, in fact, until after World War II, when the truth began to force its way through, beginning with a report, the report from heroic General George Patton in Europe, and flowering during the truth-filled days of the courageous and much despised Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy. Finally, the everyday American and European knew the untold horror that the Soviet communist system still. The fact that Lenin and the others were Jews and that their bloody empire was instigated by Talmudic Zionist beasts intent on plundering the world through their unique blend of religion, greed, and hatred was withheld from the public. Sergius Nihilus and his prophetic writings. But amazingly, there was one solitary man who saw all this coming. His name, Sergius Nihilus. Nihilus was a humble Christian and Orthodox priest, author, and it turned out, a prophet of God. In 1901, an astonishing manuscript came into his hands. It was entitled, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Nihilus got on his knees and begged God to tell him what to do with this hideous but revealing document, the protocol. In 1905, Nihilus published his prophetic book, The Great Within the Small, in the coming of the Antichrist. In this book, he prophesied that the country and the people of Russia would soon undergo a terrible test. The Antichrist was about to be loosed. The protocols, Nihilus wrote, were the harbinger of this monumental evil soon to strike Russia and also engulf the whole world. It would be the Zionist Jews, the synagogue of Satan, disdained to bring such grievous hardships in our midst. And their plot, warned Nihilus, was meticulously documented in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which Nihilus included as a section in his published book. How incredible that only a dozen years later, in 1917, the communist Bolshevik grotesque crimes and atrocities began with the overthrow of the Christian monarchy, the Christian family that was leading Russia. A plea to the church. The heartbroken priest, Sergio Nihilus, had seen it coming and had done his duty. He had faithfully published the protocol. Moreover, in an epic of his book, he ensured a prophetic plea to the church to heed the warning. It failed to do so. Nihilus soon became the target of the feared Cheka secret police. He was arrested. A communist judge angrily told Nihilus that he would be responsible for incalculable damage to the Soviet state. Nihilus was sent to one of the worst of the prisons, where he was tortured for his faith, broken in body, but not in spirit, after release from his prison cell. A miracle itself, the tired and exhausted saint retired to a monastery where he lived as an outcast for his final 3 years before being taken home to glory by our Lord Jesus Christ. Concluding passage from the epilogue of Nihilus by Sergio Nihilus, 1905. According to the testament of Montefiore, Zionism is not bearing either the money or any other means to achieve its end. In our day, all the governments of the entire world are conscientiously and unconsciously submissive to the commands of this great super-government of Zion, because all the bounds and security are all in its hands, for all countries are indebted to the Jews for sums which they will never be able to pay back. All affairs, industry, commerce, and diplomacy are in the hands of communist Zionism. It is by means of its capital loan that it has enslaved all nations. By keeping education on purely materialistic lines, the Jews have loaded the Gentiles with heavy chains with which they have harnessed them to their super government. The end of national liberty is near, therefore personal freedom is approaching its close. For true liberty cannot exist where communist Zionism uses the lever of its gold to rule the masses and dominate the most respectable and enlightened class of society. It is nearly 4 years since the protocols of the learned elders of Zion came into my possession. This is Tex Mars saying this, folks. Only God knows what efforts I have made to bring them, or no, it's Sergio Nihilus, okay? Nearly 4 years since the protocol of the learned elders of Zion came into my possession, said Sergio Nihilus. Only God knows what efforts I have made to bring them to general notice in vain, and even warn those in power by disclosing the causes of the storm about to break on apathetic Russia, who seems, in her misfortune, to have lost all notion of what is going on around her. And it is only now, when I fear that it may be too late, that I have succeeded in publishing my work, hoping to put on their guard those who still have ears to hear and eyes to see. One can no longer doubt it. The triumphant reign of the King of Israel rises over our degenerate world as that of Satan, with his power and his terror. The King born of the blood of Zion, the Antichrist, is about to mount the throne of the universal empire. Events are precipitated in the world at a terrifying speed. Quarrels, wars, rumors, famine, epidemics, earthquakes, everything which even today or yesterday was impossible, today is an accomplished fact. One would think that the days pass so rapidly to advance the cause of the chosen people, the communist, Zionist, synagogue of Satan views. Space does not allow us to enter into the details of world history with regard to the disclosed mysteries of iniquity to prove from history the influence which the wise men of Zion have exercised through universal misfortune by foretelling the certain and already near future of humanity, or by raising the curtain for the last act of the world's tragedy. Only the light of Christ and his holy church, universal, can fathom the abyss of Satan and disclose the extent of its wickedness. I feel in my heart that the hour has already struck when there should urgently be convoked an English ecumenical council which would unite the pastors and representatives of all Christendom. Secular quarrels and schism would all be forgotten in the imminent need for preparing against the coming of the Antichrist. Okay, that's all of the report from Tex Mars, Pastor Tex Mars, in Power of Prophecy, folks. The theft beyond belief. Theft beyond belief. We must end the Talmudic Federal Reserve banking cartel while it is still time. The Federal Reserve, founded in 1913 by Zionist bankers, is a private quasi-government group of major banks and other globalists. Never audited, the Fed prints U.S. currency and electronically stuffs trillions of dollars into the coffers of its favored financial institution. Its chairman, currently Ben Bernanke, is almost always a Jew. He answers neither to the President of the United States, to the Congress, or to the American people. He answers to Rothschild only. Chairman Bernanke is the high priest of the Jewish financial Sanhedrin that rules the world and can bankrupt any country, bank, or corporation that opposes it. Tex Mars cautions, kill this Bank of America. Will never again, or America will never be free. The 60-minute CD tape, folks, for $8. We'll be right back and give you that phone number to call to order this 60-minute tape for $8. Theft beyond belief.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And we're about to come into our second hour, which is totally open phone, folks. So let me give out that call-in number right now if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. That's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Remember to put a 1 in front of the 800. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in today on the Officer Jack McLam Show's open phone next hour. Okay, folks, let's go back to Ben Bernanke now, the current chairman of, who's a Jew himself, of our financial system in America. Its chairman, currently Ben Bernanke, is also a Jew. He answers neither to the president or the U.S. of the president of the U.S., to the Congress, or to the American people. In effect, Ben Bernanke is the high priest of a Jewish financial Sanhedrin that rules the world and can bankrupt any country, bank, or corporation that opposes it. Tex Mars cautions, kill this bank or America will never again be free. That's a 60-minute tape, a CD, folks, for $8. And here's where you call to get order that tape. 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. If you'd like to order that tape, and it would be an excellent gift for Christmas to others, folks. For $8, it is a glorious gift of information about our financial system and the communist Jews that control it. Okay. Now, let me say to you folks that next hour is totally open phone. And that's coming up here real quick, right now, matter of fact. And I just want to ask you, don't forget your imprecatory prayers, folks, to say to God to take the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America, and it's the communist Jews that are leading us, into third world nation status, and under a communist dictatorship in America through phony President Obamanation, who's a communist himself and a Muslim. Okay, folks, don't forget to pray that imprecatory prayer and ask God to bring down the Antichrist Synagogue of Satan leadership in America and destroy them with double destruction, and also their agents all across America. Bring them down and destroy them with double destruction, too. God bless you. We'll be right back for the second hour.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you